Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Happened, but we got shut off pretty much right at the beginning of the last time. Let's see if we can get through this one. We'll try and make it brief, and you can get back to your Labor Day festivities, and I will as well. Rhino of the day is this cute little pink plastic glass-like reflective type of keychain, and the reason I am using the keychain as the Rhino of the day is because I'm discussing a key success or failure with direct mail. So, being direct mail Monday, I'll just show you what landed in our mailbox last week is a whole bunch of, quote, direct mail that small business owners are using to think that they are convincing us to do business with them. And the number one biggest mistake people make when they send out direct mail is they blast it out, and it's all general messages sent to everybody and not sent to your ideal prospect in particular. When this is done with electronic mail, by the way, known as email, online, it's called spam. Now, of course, there are successful spammers out there that are making money with it. Otherwise, there wouldn't still be spam. Hey, thanks for the likes. Who's here? Jerry. And so, but I don't know self-respecting business owners who say, boy, part of my marketing mix is I send a lot of spam. Well, you're sending this kind of stuff through the U.S. mail or whatever country you're in. It's the offline equivalent to spam. It even says right on it, to our neighbors at resident. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, it's a message that gets opened or read online. You get emails all the time. You know right away that this is spam. And you're looking at it goes into your junk mail folder. In real life, this goes into everyone's at least junk mail folder. Oh, that's unless it's to a specific target audience, and hopefully you're targeting the very best prospects who you can do the very best good for with your solution to their problem, so that they will pay you the most possible money. They'll get the best success stories there are that'll lead to lots more business and lots of referrals and lots of success for you and them and everyone else, and you're not just spitting out spam to everybody. So in the world of direct mail, we call this versioning. You send your piece, but you send a slightly different version. So in other words, if you want to target, let's say it's an auto repair. Well, the people that drive a Mercedes and need repairs done to their Mercedes, we think of our car totally differently than somebody that owns a 2008 Chevy, who really just wants things fixed for the cheapest or the quickest or the easiest or whatever. It's a basic car. I don't look at it as an investment. I don't see it as something that's that or that important. And or just by driving that car, I'm showing that I don't have a lot of disposable income to begin with, so don't think I'm going to be really solving some big problems here. But to the owner of a Mercedes who invested money into it, thinking about the resale value and wanting to keep the upkeep and then keep it in perfect condition, and lots of people that get those kind of cars, get them so that people look and go, ooh, that's a nice car, thinking so somebody driving around a Mercedes wouldn't want to be driving this going to Tatanka or having a scratch or a dent on it, and wouldn't want anyone getting into it and having frayed whatever, or you understand the window's broken or the seat. That's not how people look at their luxury possessions, their home, their car, clothes. very best clients. Again, they can give you the most money and do business with you and refer you to other very best ideal clients are thinking completely different than the general population. And we are not responding, okay, it's the biggest bargain that's sent to just everybody. So versioning, this is the fetter of the WOW strategy. Go to the WOWstrategy.com if you want to learn about it. Stands for the who you send stuff to, and if your is ever, then your client, nobody, and you will be another on the heap of failure of sales. Actually, that's the I teach it and clients do it. Speaking of which, this is a very basic tip, as always, on my videos. And if you want more help, just go to stevehypers.com. No, and I'll help. Vishal is up. Jared Dog has a question here. And got to put on the old, as usual, this. Jim is here. Great seeing you. How often do you recommend sending direct mail newsletters to past clients after they attend an event? These are people I'm trying to upgrade to higher end. Sounds like a very specific question. Again, contact me. You have to know more about what your events are about and how often they attend and who these people are. You want to mail a monthly newsletter, of course. Is a point you stop. Well, there's a saying in direct response marketing that we can market people and buy. So that means they tell you, take me off of your list. Stop sending me stuff. Or they move and you get stuff back in the mail that says return to sender. Otherwise, why would you stop sending it to them? Although, if you're sending stuff like this, then that advice changes. And I would stop sending them anything like this or an ineffective newsletter about you and what you do and not about them and what they want. Anyway. That's it. I'm heading out to have a fun Labor Day. We're going to be heading out with a client to the shooting range. He's an expert outdoorsman, and we're going to do some outdoor stuff and shoot some guns at targets. And then we're heading off for a pool party and a barbecue and all those kind of holiday festivities. So hopefully you're enjoying the day as well. And you are welcome, Vishal. That's really just scratching the surface, but hopefully it helps. And everybody have a fantastic holiday. Thanks for being here today. I'll be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday. Day. I will see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.